The Christians say that there is evidence in some of the books of Hadith that the Quran has been changed. For example, when the Quran was first collated by Hazrat Usman into one standard text, Hazrat Usman is reported to have heard reports that in parts of Syria, Armenia, and Iraq, Muslims were reciting the Quran in a way different than those in Arabia were reciting it.
Yes, I have got the question. In fact, I know what you want to ask, because this is a common thing. It's nothing new to me. This objection is raised only by the half-literate people, those who are ignorant of the true facts about the collection and compilation of the Holy Quran. The scholars among them never raise this question. The fact is that Arabic language has various inflections. Like in English too, there are many dialects. But the substance remains the same. The same essay, for instance, can be read by a Yorkshire man with different pronunciations and different inflections than a Londoner or a Cockney person or a person who speaks Royal English. So all these, and there are so many other variations, we do not change the subject matter or the syntax. It only changes the inflections. So such differences are found in Arabia as well. And the Arabic language was pronounced differently by very different tribes. But because Arabic language is also very sensitive to this regard, and there is always a danger of that inflection carrying a different connotation as well.
Yes.
So this was the real danger which Hazrat Usman sensed rightly. Although there was no different version of the Holy Quran which was being read by various tribes, but various pronunciation and various inflection was used by some tribes. So to establish a unity in every regard and to see to it that if there is no possibility of any change in future, Hazrat Usman, what he did was, he chose the central Meccan dialect, that dialect in which the Holy Quran was originally revealed as it was. So what he did was, he stuck to the pronunciation and dialect in which the Holy Quran was revealed and obliterated the possibilities of other dialects interfering with the reading of the Holy Quran later on in future. So there is no objection whatsoever. I mean, no sensible, knowledgeable Christian can ask such a question.
Yes, sometimes they say that they changed it. They recited it in a different way.
No, there's no change whatsoever.
Yes. That's what I wanted to clear up, because they sometimes...
And some of the inflections are just not that. They are fully authenticated because Hazrat Jibreel, when he brought the Holy Quran, sometimes he pronounced the same sentence in different ways, with very different inflections on certain words, which only indicated that these words can be used in a wider sense. For instance, Khatamun Nabiyyin is also known to have an inflection of Khatimun Nabiyyin. And basically the word is the same, but it has slightly different meanings. So they are called qiraat, one qiraat and the other qiraat. But again, that is the authentic revelation. There is no change by any human being. This is established to have been revealed to Huzur Akram Sallallahu Alaihi in two different ways, and both ways are authentic, but the other is just explanatory. Again, it doesn't deviate from the substance much, only it's a possible connotation attached to the same word. So this is authenticated by Hadith, by the tradition. But central text of the Holy Quran remains unchanged.